C. Hiking.
Isn't it a relief to see people and lights, Walter? Now, let me see. Where are we exactly? According to my map, this must be Chagford.
You're right, Don. That sign says Chagford Town Hall. But there's a more interesting notice on the other side of the square. Do you see what it says? Open for Devon cream teas.
Oh, yes, so it does. Hold on a moment. I must get a newspaper. There's a newsagent next door.
What do you want a newspaper for?
To find out what's been happening, of course.
I don't need a newspaper to find out what's been happening. We must have been walking for at least 6 hours. My feet have been hurting for about 4 hours, and I've been starving since we shared that tin of cold beans.
You don't mean you're hungry again? I see what you mean. That tea shop does look interesting. We could plan tomorrow's walk while we were having tea, couldn't we?
Walter and Donald have just finished their Devon cream tea, but they don't seem to want to leave.
I really don't know what to do, Mrs. Adams. The two gentlemen at table 4 have had complete Devon cream teas with additional sandwiches and cakes and another order of scones. They don't seem to want to leave. And it's 5:15 and I should be going off.
Never mind, Mary. You go. Poor lads. They must have been walking all day by the look of them. They must have been starving.
I feel 100% better. How about you, Donald?
I must admit that a Devon cream tea is better than a tin of cold beans. In fact, it's better than almost anything I can think of. Except a good newspaper. Do you ever buy a newspaper?
Not often. But I watch television a lot.
Television? It only scratches the surface.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that. Television coverage is very dramatic.
Dramatic, yes. You learn what happened, but never why it happened.
Rubbish. The television pictures show you what happened, and then the people concerned are interviewed, and they tell you why it happened.
They say what they saw, but they aren't in a position to fill in the background.
Yes, they are. They were there.
Well, that doesn't mean they're in a position to fill in the background. Anyway, the television pictures don't show you the whole truth. They only show you the bits that happened while the cameraman was filming. Very often he missed the most important bits.
Excuse me. I'm afraid it's almost 5:30 and we must close. Could I just give you your bill?
Yes, of course. See to it, will you, Walter? I must get a newspaper before the newsagent closes.
Don?
Yes?
Could you get me a paper, too?
What do you want a paper for?
To find out what's on television.
D. Giving directions.
Yes, well, good. That sounds great. Thanks a lot. Haven't been to a party for ages. I'll drop round then. Tell me how I get there.
I just told you, Alan.
You didn't. You just reminded me it was somewhere near Willesden Green.
I told you exactly how to get here.
Then I wasn't listening. Tell me again and I'll write it down.
All right. Take a 46 bus.
A what?
A 46.
Can't be a 46.
It is. It is.
Look, the 46 goes in the opposite direction. It goes towards the Elephant and Castle.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Listen, it may go towards the Elephant and Castle on its way back, but before that it's headed in the opposite direction. Because I happen to catch it every day on my way home from work.
All right, but I've seen the 46 going the opposite way, I'm sure. I didn't want to end up at the wrong end of town, that's all.
In any case, what you may have seen is the 46B. That goes from here down to the Elephant on its return journey.
But I seem to remember coming to your house one time on the 28. Am I right? I used to catch it at Marble Arch.
Yes, it's discontinued. It used to run from Tooting straight through to here. It's a pity.
Okay, so I catch the 46. Now where do I get off?
Get off at Boots the Chemist on the corner. 2 stops after the railway bridge. Turn right and walk on until you come to the second set of traffic lights. Then turn right into Hartington's Road.
Hang on. Let me write that down. So I get off at Boots the Chemist's after the railway bridge.
Two stops after you've gone under the railway bridge.
All right, then what?
Then turn right and turn right again at the second set of traffic lights.
Right at second set of lights.
Then first right into Hartington Road. I'm number one, second floor.
Okay, I've got all that. Where do you think is the nearest place for me to catch the 45?
46. The 45 would take you up to Wembley and wouldn't get here till the middle of next week.
All right, the 46. Where do I catch it?
I should think Piccadilly Circus or Green Park would be the nearest to you.
Oh, well, they're both within walking distance. Have you any idea how often they run?
What?
The 46, do you know how often it runs?
Oh, I've no idea. I should think every 10 or 15 minutes. I never have to wait long.
Good. I shall be there in about an hour. Thanks for the invitation. Cheers.
Cheers. See you later.